Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
2023 is the year we are getting rid of excuses.
And when I hear people say it's hard to make money out here, and people are paying $450 to get the education that they need to get into a program, and before they even finish the program, they got a job. They got a job when the average person in America, is making in between $42,000 to about $48,000 a year. And not one of these people, within a matter of taking a course on their own time, is making less than $70,000.
Today's guests are all in their 30s and were able to double and even triple their income just a few months after joining Course Careers.
We're about 5 days into Course Careers, I ended up applying for jobs. And then 6 or 7 days later, I'm not even done with the course, about 7, 8 days later, I ended up getting a job with one of the biggest software companies. So my salary right now, I'm making 80K. However, the position has literally put us in place to make even more money outside of our jobs.
Listen, not only are you gonna wanna take notes during this episode, I'm gonna need you to take action and full advantage of this opportunity. Now, before we hop into the show, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Now let's jump into today's video.
Yo, you guys, man, you all know how I feel. There's only 4% of Black people inside of the tech field. And one of my goals this year is to make sure that we go from living paycheck to paycheck, that we go from only experiencing and doing the things that we have to do and we need, to where we can build some margin, to where we can really enjoy life and be single and wild out a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And be married and enjoy each other and wild out with our spouses and be like Joseph, who got 6 kids. You about to meet him and enjoy and be, watch this, and be able to afford 6 kids. And that's the thing right there, you know? And so, man, just these testimonies, insane. You guys know that last year I partnered with two major organizations that I believe are critical to my brand, and that's Bethel Tech and that's Course Careers. Course Careers focused on the sales side of the tech industry. Bethel Tech focused on the more internal side of the tech industry, of like web designing and UI, UX design and stuff like that. And today, y'all, we got some guests, and I want to get straight to it, y'all. Michelle laid out the whole platform of the show, and I want to go straight into Justin and Atiyah. You know, Justin and Atiyah, I really want you to break down why? Like, why jump into the tech industry? Why was this important for you and you all's marriage and you all's future? And give us a little bit of the story of how you started, the journey of the process, and then where you guys are right now.
Understood. So, Ayo, big appreciation being on your platform. And listen, our main journey started back in summer 2022. Atiyah and I was driving back from ATL, back to the good old New Orleans, Louisiana, where we reside. And we were listening to your show on how to flip $100 to $1 million. And that literally transformed us to the point where we made a decision when we were driving home that we were going to sell our 2022 $42,000 Nissan Pathfinder. We only owed 16 grand on it, Ayo. We made this decision. We like, look, we got to stop playing. We got to be resourceful. We got to get out of debt. Sold it when we got back to the city and went and bought a van for cash off Facebook Marketplace, right? So then at the same time, obviously, we trying to figure out how can we build our income. At the time, my wife stayed at home with our three beautiful children, ages 6, 4, 8 months. And yeah, and so I'm selling cars at a dealership. That was a pivot move from COVID. And I was doing pretty well at it. It wasn't my favorite profession to be in, but I was doing well. My wife and I, we have a background of actually being in ministry, AO. So we worked together for years, just running different projects together in the city. And we wanted to get back into work together. So we trying to figure out what avenue we want to go. Like, we thinking about cybersecurity. We thinking about
real estate.
Right. We thinking about real estate. This before you came out on your show talking about tech. So then one day,
saw the video first.
Yeah, yeah.
And I sent it to him because I knew that he was trying to transition out of car sales. And I'm thinking tech sales would be a good transition. I wasn't even thinking about myself at first because I just had a baby. So I was just going to stay at home, live the life. And, you know, when he started listening to the show, he said, we need to do this together. And so he was gung-ho for it. And I was just kind of dragging my feet.
Hey, it's all because you pushed it, Ayo. Yeah. Keep in mind, we already respect and follow you. We already
made
a transformative decision. So we was like, okay, you know, of course we did our homework. And here's another thing, too. You inspired us from a content creation side.
And
so I've dabbled very, very amateur stuff with content creation in the past. But we made this decision, Ayo. Me and Atiyah said, we're going to go into tech and we're going to become actual content creators at the same time. We took it serious, right? We started a YouTube channel. We saw that it was some type of void that we could fill. We felt like we could really like show a person a practical side of how to break into tech through our life as regular people going through course careers. Started a channel, documented our journey from the beginning, just helping people out. And we were able to actually generate income from the community that gathered around us behind this, signing up through Course Careers. We became affiliates with Course Careers. That gave us enough confidence for me to quit my job while we were finishing the course.
So neither one of us were working.
Neither.
While we were going
for
two months.
Neither one of us had a job.
But the
no full-time job.
No full-time job.
We were just doing content creating. We were affiliate marketers. We were helping people break into tech. We were inspired to get out of debt from you, inspired to start creating content from you, and inspired to go into tech from you. And we just had the faith. Like at that point when we saw God opening up doors and things that seemed to be moving more in like a divine way, we just took that leap. We like, look, we about to go all in on tech. Like we want to master this. We want to be able to gain new understanding so that we can also bring that back to our community on YouTube. And then that's what we had done.
Yeah, and our jobs, I mean, we both landed really amazing jobs with amazing tech companies. And I don't even think I realized just the income potential.
Yeah.
One day I was on LinkedIn and I was just scrolling, looking at jobs and companies for him to apply to. So I'm reading through the job descriptions now. I'm still in Course Careers, but I'm like dragging my feet. I'm reading through the job descriptions and I'm reading the salary and I'm reading like base salary and like uncapped commission. So I started applying and the next day I got 2 phone screening interviews. And I landed a job within 3 weeks. Now, mind you, I hadn't finished Course Careers.
Atiyah never
finished.
I was just applying while I was still in the program and ended up landing my job. Crazy.
In the program, haven't finished the program, landed a job.
Yes, 3 weeks.
So in October, y'all started this journey. What would you all say if y'all stay this course, which you guys are, by the end of 2023, how much will you all make together as a couple? With the tech field, content creation, and everything you all have going on.
I mean, Ayo, I was running numbers last night just because it's all new, right? So I'm realizing how much revenue we actually starting to generate. I'm like, wow, this is like crazy. I mean, being modest with all of it, anywhere from 200 to 250K.
This year. That man said modest. Let me just be modest. But okay, let's say God touches it. And he says, all right, man, since y'all took the first step, right? You know, God orders our footsteps. So it's like he tells us where to go, but we have to take the step, right? So if we take that step and it's the step that God tells us to take, what do you think if God is in it, which he is in it, what do you think your potential is for this year in the tech industry and in the content creation space?
This year, definitely, I could see well over 300,000. And that's just, I think that's just the start. It's really what I have seen with God is that he takes the limits off. Like in mind, we put limitations on what God can do. And, you know, we think, well, this is what I believe you're going to do. And then God just supersedes what we even imagine. And that's just what's so amazing to me. You know, we've been faithful and we worked in ministry. We didn't make a lot of money, but we did it because our heart was to serve people. We really love God. And so I believe it was because of that faithfulness for 10 years, barely getting by, scraping and watching your show. And we're like, how are we going to get to this point where we can build wealth and give if we're not making any money? So when we took this step of faith, that's what I believe God has answered our prayers, saw our faithfulness, and just really brought a lot of abundance in such a short period of time.
Yo, man, listen. Now, Rain, am I saying your name right, sis? Rain?
Hey, Anthony, it is Rin. Rin.
Yes. I got to say it right. You know, I got to say it right. So I get an email about you. I am a dog lover. I used to hate dogs. I'm going to be real with you. I used to hate them because I was bit by a German Shepherd. I was keeping a buck. I think I never shared this on any show before, but my junior year in high school, I grew up, I was in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And in Hope Mills, North Carolina, they have the KKK rally where they had the KKK rally there every Friday at a park, right? And so we always knew not to, you know, go by there during that time. Well, my dumb behind went by there. And I'm coming home from one of my friend's house and two KKKs sicked a German Shepherd on me. And I will never forget, I'm running around the house screaming after my dad, like, Mom, Dad, help. I'm throwing things around. Make a long story short, I grew fearful of dogs. And my therapist was like, the only way to get over dogs is to go buy one and to address it. I said, I ain't buying no dog. I'm not buying no dog. What in the world? She said, that's the only way you can't allow your fears to control you. And the only way to fix your fears and get over your fears is to address it. Absolutely. So my behind went out there and bought a dog.
I love it.
And today, I love the heck out of my dog. Like, I have a beautiful black, all black German Shepherd. Her name is Raven. She is the, like, literally, she's a part of my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love her dearly. But they emailed me and said that, hey, we had this young lady, man, successful, young, single, bright lady. She went from walking dogs for a living.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I want to tell your story, but give us a little bit of your story. Why did you get into Course Careers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, why were you walking just dogs? Like, was it hard for you to find a job during 2022? Like, give us a little bit of your story, like what our couple did, and let us know where you're at today and, like, what's your potential this year?
Absolutely. So, yeah, first and foremost, Anthony, like, this is something I prayed for last year. So to be here, got my Yeshua shirt on. This is amazing. All praise.
Yo.
But yeah, so a little bit about my background and about my story. So I started Course Careers back in October. It was, to be exact, October 25th, if I'm not mistaken. And I came across the interview that you had with Cyrus Harbin, because I'm always listening to your show, which, by the way, just so you know, I'm $5,800 away from being debt-free.
Come on now. Let's go.
So, woo! Thought I'd let you know that. I thought that would make you feel good. But yeah, so I had written maybe a couple of days before that, the job that I was kind of looking for. I hadn't even started tech. And I said, God, this is how much I want to make. You know, just kind of writing some things down that I wanted in a position, not a tech position at all. And then I started the process with Course Careers. And literally about 2 or 3 days into Course Careers, I wrote down a completely different, like, this is what I want. I want a tech job. I want, you know, 80K per year. Here's what you got to understand. My mindset, the first thing that I wrote was what God was going to give me, because that's kind of what I expected.
Ooh.
The second thing that I wrote was even more. It was exceedingly abundantly. We got to stop sleeping on ourselves. We give ourselves the bare minimum. God is like, no, I don't want to do that. I want to give you more. So I went for the more, and that's what I got. But yeah, about a week in, or about 5 days into Course Careers, I ended up applying for jobs. And then 6 or 7 days later, I'm not even done with the course, about 7, 8 days later, I ended up getting a job with one of the biggest software companies. So my journey was like literally about 10 business days, like 2 weeks overall.
What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Ayo. And I got to talk to you about something near and dear to my heart, and that's representation. You see, growing up, seeing Black voices in media was like finding gold in a mine. It showed me what was possible. People like Oprah, Steve Harvey, and even Malcolm X, they paved the way for folks like me to step into the spotlight. And now there's a new wave of Black voices making extreme waves, and they're doing it on NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths. This collection is a celebration of Blackness like none other. Each episode is like a journey through our shared experiences, joy, resilience, empowerment. It's all there. From Bobby to Michelle Obama, they're covering it all. And let me tell you, listening to these episodes, it's like sitting down with your fam and having a real talk about what it means to be Black today. NPR is not holding back with this show. They're bringing you stories that matter, stories that reflect the full spectrum of Black life. It's like they say, stories should never be about us without us. So do yourself a favor and tune in to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR. It's not just a podcast. I'm going to be real with you. It's a movement. Listen now, wherever you get your podcast, and let's keep celebrating our stories and our truths. All right, let's get back to my show.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, yes, sir. And that's
you don't want Course Careers.
Yes.
But I want to, you know,
Let's do it.
I really try to make sure that I have a well balance on my show, you know what I'm saying? Because I think up front you said, hey, before I even got into tech, I told God this is what I wanted.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people sleep on that, you know, that they're not specific.
Yeah.
The Bible says, write the vision. Write it down. Absolutely. And then it's not really biblical like this, but it's like, I really do believe that you speak what you seek until you see what you spoke.
Absolutely.
And here's a problem where I think a lot of people get like tripped over is when you see what you spoke, write something else down. Tell God, like, hey, I got this.
Yes.
Now, thank you for this. Now, God, I need more. You know, like we hit 7 figures in my company. I said, all right, God, I need multiple seven figures. times. Mm-hmm. When I hit multiple, I'm gonna be like, okay, God, I need 10 of them. Do you give me 10? Because if you can give me 10, watch this. This year, I switched it up and I said, all right, God, I want to be able to give away
$200,000.
Yeah. So if I'm giving away $200,000, this means I got to be making at least $2 million plus.
Yeah.
See, so I love what you said. You said, hey, I literally told God what I wanted.
Yeah.
And then when Course Careers came, I went to work. I took the course. And just like Atiyah, you know, I went out and started looking for jobs.
Yeah.
Because I know what I'm doing. I know I'm going to complete this thing. But then I went out there and started looking for jobs and I applied for jobs.
Exactly.
And because I believe sometimes people get it confused, faith without works is dead. Totally. Faith and work and faith works hand in hand. Exactly. So you knew you was going to complete it, but you had to go out there and you do the job. So you got a job offer, you know what I'm saying, before you even finish the course. Because it sounds like a lot of y'all have, this is just normal in this whole Course Career space. And we're going to drop Course Careers information in today's show notes, you guys. As a matter of fact, because I don't want people thinking I'm capping. How much did you pay for it, Reen? How much did you pay for Course Careers?
Yeah, it was, I think I had a code, so it was like $450.
$450. And Reen, what's your salary right now?
Yeah, so my salary right now, I'm making $80,000. However, and like I said, like we kind of touched on, Anthony, I was walking dogs. I was bringing in about $30,000. Literally, this is October 2022. And I had just left Atlanta and I moved to Washington, D.C. near my family. And I'm like, okay, God, like there has to be a better way. I come from a musical background. So my songwriting team is in Atlanta. We've written for all kinds of artists, popular artists. But money was running low for me personally. And I'm like, okay, I can go back to dog walking until I position myself and figure out what's next. Saw that, got on it right away, ended up getting the position. But I'm sure just like everybody else here can say, the position has literally put us in place to make even more money outside of our jobs. So I'm due to make at least another $80,000. Just outside of the job alone. And that's just on the low end.
Whoa. I need to watch out. You know what I'm saying? I need to watch out here because, boy, Jesus. Well, my team back there saying, wow, wait a minute. Yes. I hear him like, hold up, wait. So wait, you try to tell me $80,000 on the job.
Yep.
Because you're in the tech industry and you're building these relationships, you can make at least this year, going from 2022 making 30 to making at least 150, 160 in 2023. Yeah. Easy this year.
Easy. And you know why? It's because, and I speak because I've spoken to everyone on this panel, everyone here, I don't think we knew that in this process, we were going to become some kind of influencers or, you know, some kind of content creators. I know Justin and Atiyah kind of went for that, but it definitely kind of caught me by storm, you know, when everyone's in your inbox and they're looking for your coaching. So now I'm like, okay, well, I'm already a life coach and so is Naja. She'll tell that story, but it's like, I can make that, you know, a part of my income and then becoming an affiliate. And I've received so many opportunities to become affiliates of other boot camps outside of Course Careers. It's insane.
We about to go to Naja. I saw Naja's post and I was like, I'm just amazed. But some of you all right now are watching and saying, you know what? Okay, cool. Where do I go? How do I sign up? What do I do? I've heard enough, you know? And so all you simply have to do is real simple. Go to anthonyoneal.com/tech sales. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/tech sales. We'll make sure to put their link inside of today's show notes. This is Course Careers, you guys. You get a coupon code with my name on it, and they're going to take $50 off. It is a short process. Actually, it's as short as you want it to be, and it's as long as you want it to be. And so you can decide if you want to get through it within a couple of weeks, a month, or you could take 3-4 months, depending on what you have going on in life. But this is what I'm saying. For $450, within a matter of, what, as you can see, before they completed the program,
as long as they completed the program, they already had jobs, doubling, tripling where they were. And there's so much you could do with this space. And so I'm going to drop the information in today's show notes. And also, some of you all may not be into sales, and I respect that. I totally understand that. I'm not into sales. I don't like selling. I respect that. But tech is still an industry you should check out. So I want you to watch this quick commercial right now, because we can get you into tech a different way. Check this out. Hey, real quick. When you're feeling your best, did you know you can actually take on the world and accomplish anything you want and anything you set your mind to? But sometimes life can get in the way and you may start to feel overwhelmed or like you're not showing up as the best version of yourself. That's where therapy can come in. By working with a licensed therapist, you can get closer to being the best version of yourself and feel more empowered to handle whatever life throws your way. If you're considering giving therapy a try, which I highly suggest, BetterHelp is a fantastic option. You see, it's convenient, it's flexible, it's affordable, it's going to fit inside of your budget, and it's all done online, fam. Simply fill out a brief questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist. And here's the thing, you can switch your therapist at any time for no additional charge. If you want to live a more empowered and fulfilling life, therapy can help get you there. And right now, because you are my family, you can get 10% off your first month when you visit anthonyoneal.com/therapy. Again, that's anthonyoneal.com/therapy. You can get the link in today's show notes. But hey, take the first step towards a better you. Now, here's the second step. Let's get back to the show, because I know it's a good one. All right, Naja, let's go over to you, because you a life coach, you know what I'm saying? You single out here in these streets. You just had a birthday, 30 years old. I mean, you winning out here. Talk to us. Why tech? Like, why tech sales at your age, and why did you get into this? So tell us, same thing. Why, a little bit of your story, and what's your potential for this year?
So I come from a background of 6 years of HR, and I worked a lot of state government work, and then I moved into private sector just thinking that I was going to raise my income. I was also doing life coaching part-time as well, but I saw that in that space.
We're losing you. Joseph, man, let's have this conversation, brother, because I saved, they say the best for last, you know, and I'm saying that, you know what I'm saying, you're the best story, but you have the most unique story. I mean, you a brother, married man, six kids. How old are you, Joseph?
I'm 32 years old.
32 with six?
32 oh,
you
with
playing,
six.
Bro. You weren't playing, bro. You was going, Doc. You were
going. I mean, the Great Commission, right? Right. What part of what God was saying was, you know, make disciples, right? And that's an easy way to do it. Produce them. Yes, sir.
My man said, God said, hey, go out there and make disciples. I did that real quick.
Come on now.
How long you been married, man?
Well, we've been married. It's going to be 10 years this April.
10 years this April.
Yeah.
Wow, bro. I salute to you, man. I'm just trying to get through a relationship for 10 days. You know what I'm saying?
I know plenty of sisters that will say yes.
Oh, man. You know, I think I know plenty of them, too, man. I just got to find the right one for me, you know?
Absolutely.
But, man, your story is unique, bro, because you had your sixth child going through Course Careers. Somebody going through that would have honestly stopped and paused to focus on their family. Why didn't you pause, man? Why did you keep going through?
Because they were my why. They were my why. They were the reason why I pursued this in the first place. And for me to stop would be for me to stop the progress of generations. And that's how I look at Course Careers. It's a generation shifting, generation moving course. Because if you think about it, if we could change economic status of parents, and they could then influence the economic status of their children and their children's children, then all of a sudden we're seeing communities being transformed. I mean, I think about where I came from. I came from Brooklyn, New York, and I grew up in the worst neighborhoods. I grew up in Brownsville. I grew up in East New York, right? If you know anything about Brooklyn and New York. And I going around there, you can obviously see what people are dealing with if they had a different status in life, how things could change. And yeah. So that's my personal why as well. I want to hit parents. I want to hit high school students, the 18-year-olds that just graduating college or about to graduate high school, excuse me. I'm going to reach them because if we could shift that for them, shift their mindset, then we would shift so many things in our community.
Ah, man. So how did you hear about Course Careers, man? I'm curious. When did you hear about it? And tell us, how long did it take for you to go from jumping into this program and then landing an actual job?
Well, like many people have said already, I am a part of the Cyrus Harbin, Anthony O'Neill tree. And so when you had that show, I followed you for many years, even the Dave Ramsey days and before. Yeah. And I was like, wait, this feels different. I got to try this because I actually have a background in solar sales, inside sales. And so when I decided to look into it more, I basically binge watched all of Cyrus's videos. Mm. I binge watched other influencers that are in that same space. And I said, oh, no, we got to do this. And I talked to my wife and I looked at our bank account and I said, look at the pennies we got to put together to get this done. But let's get this done. And she agreed. She's always been my biggest supporter. And that's why I love her. She's always been like, hey, baby, if you believe it, let's do it. And so I decided to go in it. And that was the beginning of September. That was like late August, September. We put our chips in and we said, OK, let's go and do this thing. And I finished the course in about a month. Now, just to keep in mind, I'm working solar sales from home while I'm watching our toddler, while I'm watching our 4-year-old. And so I'm putting kids to bed and I'm listening to the material, the audio book, or I'm taking breaks and I'm reading the book, or I'm driving and somebody to their class, whatever the case may be. And I'm actually listening to the lessons. So I'm taking every single moment of free time that I had in that season and I'm attacking it with tenacity, right? Tenacity. And so for me, that was the thing that helped me to do it. And just to kind of continue to answer the question, from the beginning to end, I'd say it took me approximately 45 days, not only to complete the course, but to land the job.
I don't even want to keep talking. Because it's like, and I don't know how we're going to edit this, man. So if y'all listening, we just flowing. Because I just say, hey, I wouldn't get on here and just encourage people on today's show to what's real. Because we about to go back to my sister Naja because she came back on. And I love her story and her journey. But it's like, I really want y'all to hear me saying this, man. When I hear people say it's hard to make money out here, and people are paying $450 to get the education that they need to get into a program. And before they even finish the program, they got a job. They got a job when the average person in America is making in between $42,000 to about $48,000 a year. And not one of these people, within a matter of taking a course on their own time, is making less than $70,000. So I don't want to hear people say, especially within my community, I don't want to hear nobody say, you can't make no money. I was telling this to my team the other day. I said, if anybody in my community says they can't make enough money to pay off their debt, it's because you're somewhat lazy. I'm going to get some bad comments below. I know I am. I know I am. I know I am. But it's like, yo, If you're saying, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to do it. No, listen, man, I'm not saying go out there and do what you 100% love, but look for a vehicle that will get you to where you want to go. And it may not be tech sales. So you got two routes. You can do Course Careers on the tech sales side. Then you can do Bethel Tech on the UI, cybersecurity, and other kind of things side. Tech is where you should be. If you don't want to do content creation, then tech is a great place. This year, you can't get out of debt. My man got six kids. He got six kids and he took the course. He didn't stop. He went through. Come on now. Married couples, they married. They say, yo, we're going to do this thing together. She out there walking dogs. Walking dogs, man. And she's like, yo, I can do something with this. Nigel, you back. Talk to us, sis. Talk to us. You know, we lost your internet connection there. You said you was in the HR. I'm going to ask you this question, too. When you heard about tech sales, did the word sales kind of scare you a little bit?
It did, honestly, because with working in HR, and I worked in HR for 6 years, but I never had to be in a salesy position. And I did think tech sales sounds salesy. Mm. But when I went through the course, I found out that it's not so much of the sales that I thought of, like business to client sales. So retail sales, car sales, those are business to client. Business to business sales is a different ballgame. So it spoke to me more because, like I said, I worked in state and government. So I would always work with different agencies, which are businesses. So it spoke to me more, and it actually made me want to do it even more. Because I never worked in like retail or anything like that. So business to client sales, I've only had that experience with doing life coaching for my own business. Mm. So, yeah, so definitely. It sounds very scary, but actually it's really not that salesy as an SDR.
Did any of you all have any experience in tech prior to course careers?
No. Absolutely none. None. I only have an associate's degree.
That's all you got.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I ain't mad at you. I don't even have a 1 year degree. Let me be quiet. So, Naja, what's your potential this year? You know, working in tech, all the connections that you've been able to build after going through course careers at 30 years old as a single strong Black woman. What's your potential this year?
Ooh, honestly, my mind is blown. But the tech space has definitely opened up different streams of income. And one of them, which Joseph, I believe, and Ren also got to be a part of, but I pitched the idea of offering coaches for course careers. And so that's one of the streams of income that I have, but it has bought actually like probably five or six different streams of income that I did not have prior to. And so if I just do a ballpark or a number, it's definitely going to be in six figures, to be honest, because I have the life coaching. I'm doing career coaching now, even for the course career students, for career students. It's just, I'm all over the place. I'm an affiliate just like Justin and Atia. So I have so much going on. If I could just do a ballpark, it's probably going to be between 120 and 150, but I'm playing it safe just saying that as well.
Oh, you're trying to be modest too, like, you know what I'm saying? Like Justin and the Tia, you know, if we're just going to be, you know, conservative, you know, I'm 150, you know, but if God touched this thing, oh, 250, 300, half a million. I mean, listen, and I can appreciate all of you all being modest. Because I think sometimes people leave, oh man, I can make $1 million a year. I can make $500,000. But I think people need to see realistic numbers. You know what I'm saying? They need to feel like, yo, okay, wait, if I make a $450 investment into my number one asset, my brain, if I do the work, take the course, go out here and apply for a job, I may land a job about $70,000, $80,000, maybe $90,000 a year. We interviewed one person, I think 2 months ago, she took the course and she landed a $100,000 job for her base salary plus commission. And I'm like, yo, like, wait, what? What? You know what I'm saying? And so, you guys, I really want to encourage you all to, if you want to learn more information about, you know, how to get into tech sales. And before we go, I want to talk to them a little about their own opinions on tech sales. Because this could sound a little like, whoa, I don't know. But here's one thing I have learned from Bethel Tech and from Course Careers is that, you know, tech is not difficult. Tech
tends to scare a lot of people off, especially people of color who look like all of us on today, right? Because like, oh, tech, I'm not technical. I don't even have associates or bachelor's. No, that's why these programs work, because they're going to equip you to know the knowledge that you need to know to change your family's tree, to help you get out of debt. You know, our sister Reen, is she's what? Close to $5,000 away from paying off her debt. She's going to be debt-free by the end of this first quarter of the year. Now she's has freedom. She's free from bondage. Why? Because she made an investment into herself. You know what I'm saying? You know, Joseph has six kids, and he's building generational wealth. And as they get older, he can pay for school, pay for college. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I feel sorry for whoever going to date Naja, because brothers, I'm telling y'all right now, y'all better come correct. She ain't got no kids. She ain't got, for both of them, Naja and Reen, you know what I'm saying? Y'all better, brothers, y'all better come correct. They making six figures. Ain't got no debt. They educated, you know what I'm saying? But all this because they say, you know what? I'm not going to make any excuses. I'm not going to allow the enemy to scare me away from something that God equipped me to do. They took the education. They applied it. And before they even finish the job, before they even finish career course, this program, got a job. And here's what I do love about tech. On no matter how, on what area you get into tech, because I believe in both. Bethel Tech is it's a whole nother monster, because they're showing you how to build websites. You know what I'm saying? They're showing you how to get into cybersecurity stuff. They're showing you all the coding and the back end stuff, and they're making it so like easy and understanding. And I'm like, yo, there's two careers that I'm really pushing, and I'm not knocking nobody on a 9-to-5 job. But let's say right now you're frustrated, you're not making enough, you want more freedom. There's two careers I'm pushing, tech and content creation. Those two careers they're making millionaires from home. I'm in the content creation space solely. I don't do tech. They're in the tech and entering into the content creation space. And look at them. Just last October, they weren't making this kind of income. Now look at them now. So all you got to do is go to anthonyoneal.com/tech sales. Click that link. Get inside of Course Careers today. We're also going to drop Bethel Tech's information in today's show note as well. That's anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. Because I do understand not everyone's a seller. And I totally understand that. And I want you to look at both of these programs and figure out what is best for you. So I'm curious, Reen, for you, when it comes to sales, tech sales, I want to ask this question. What is one of the hardest things that you will have to get over? Because I think sometimes we can talk about all the positive, but then we don't promote something that, okay, here is one thing I did have to learn, adjust, and get over this little small hurdle. Because I think if we can get over hurdles, it provides so much more after that. I think when people hit hurdles, they stop and they go the other way. And I'm like, that's the biggest mistake that you can ever make. No, figure out how to get over it. And so what is one thing that you had to really like, okay, this is new. This is probably a little uncomfortable, but you got over it and it landed you where you are today.
Yeah, that's a great question, Anthony. So I'm an introvert, right? Mm-hmm. And I get that question a lot. Hey, I'm an introvert. How do I break into tech sales? Will I be any good at it? However, I know how to talk to people, right? Because overall, outside of dog walking, my background was customer service. So, but for me, one thing that I had to, you're on the phones a lot. You're talking to people, you're emailing people, you are messaging people on LinkedIn, getting used to just building connections with people. Because really, that's all it is at the end of the day. You know, it's not like, hey, do you want to buy this? Do you want to? You are literally kind of, you're solving a problem, right? So if you go into it with that understanding in tech sales, you're offering a software to a business that needs it. They need that help. So if you go into it with that mindset, instead of a mindset of, oh, I've got to sell this. No, go into a mind with a mindset of, I have to help someone. Right? And, you know, I'm a humanitarian at heart, human rights activist, all of those kinds of things. So this was just right up my alley for me, but I did have to kind of get out of my own way of being like, oh, this is a sales role, so I've got to sell. No, if you go into it with, hey, how can I help you? where's the need? It makes the job that much easier.
So Joseph, Justin, and Atiya, talk to the married couples. How much freedom is this bringing into you all's family? Because I think you all work from home. Y'all work from home, or do y'all go into an office?
Home.
I mean, so now I'm single, so I'm coming from a single perspective, right? I don't know if I want to work from home with my wife in the same field that I'm in. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, yo, man, can you go somewhere? I just slept with you. It was good sleeping with you, but can I get some freedom a little bit? I mean, like look at Joseph. Joseph was like, yo. That's why you got six kids. but I'm curious, what kind of opportunities does this bring? Yeah, let's talk about that, because I think people need to know, like, without saying too much of y'all's personal business, what are some of the benefits that come? Salary, paid time off, working from home. Like, what are some of those benefits that benefits the family when it comes to tech sales?
Yeah, for sure, Ayo. I'll just say real quick that I'm going to let Atiya really go into the benefit side. But just from a perspective of having more control over our schedule. So that stability. So now instead of me working anywhere from 10 to 12 and a half hour shifts at a dealership away from home, I can now work, focus my energy into my tech space in the allotted time, and then steward my time after that on if I want to create content that will benefit the community that surrounds us, or if I just want to invest in whether it's just teaching the Bible, playing with my kids, right? Just investing in taking care of our home. Like, we can steward our stability more in terms of our schedule. And I'll let Atiya get into the benefits.
So that was probably the biggest decision for me when I decided to go into tech, because I was a stay-at-home mom for 3 years. So I didn't want to, and I tried to work and that didn't really work out. I didn't want to leave my house. And one of the things that I heard from listening to Cyrus was he talked about work-life balance. And what's so amazing, I have an amazing company that offers a lot of autonomy and flexibility in my schedule. So I basically, once I'm out of training, I can basically set my own schedule and choose, you know, as long as everything is done within that allotted time, I have a lot of flexibility. So during the day, if I have a break, I'm able to, you know, run to the grocery store, you know, I'm able to put a pot of red beans on, you know, I'm able to take care of things around the house, put a load of laundry, and it's really created just a lot of balance. And I think that sometimes, you know, as moms, you're hesitant because your priority is your husband or your family, even single moms. I've had great conversations with single moms who we've been talking to, and they're looking to enter this because they want to be there for their children without having to fight traffic to get to work and then fight traffic to pick their kids up. You're doing everything from the comfort of your own home. So it's a lot of benefits.
Yeah. And if I may add to the conversation, one thing that tech has afforded me is the opportunity to have my wife stay longer for her maternity leave. And so the beautiful thing about that is we think that in American society that we have a lot of time, but we really don't. If we think about the travel costs and things of that nature. So the beauty of it is our relationship has actually blossomed because she's home and I'm home. So there's times where I'm like, okay, you know, you just had the baby girl, time to go, let's work out together. We put on a workout video, we work out together, and then she's cooking, she's like, taste this. And so we found ways to grow in our intimacy, to grow in our affection for one another that we wouldn't have had the opportunity if she was working from at the office, right? And if I was working out of home.
Joseph, you gonna have about like five more kids, bro.
Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham.
Joseph gonna have the 12 disciples, y'all. Joseph, hey man, let's work out together. Yeah, do that squat right there, baby.
I'll support you.
We're going to be talking to Joseph down the road. Like, hey, you know, tech has afforded me, since the last time I talked to you, Anthony, six more chilling, you know? Basketball. We got a full basketball team. We got the starting five. We got the main backup three. We got some others on the side as well, you know? But you know what? I laugh because, I mean, I think this is what it's all about. You know, it's like, How can we create the life, one that God wants us to have, but then also God wants us to have the life that we desire to have? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how do we create that life that we desire? You want to have 6, 10 kids? Cool, great. As long as you just have the income to support it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be single and thriving and helping out with, you know, whatever you want to do, like, that's cool. Let's just put the plan together, get the education that we need, and move forward. A lot of people think I'm against education. I'm not against education. I'm just against education that makes no sense. If it doesn't take you somewhere, why do you have it? Why are you spending $300,000 to go make, you know, $55,000 a year? Why? But then now this makes no sense to me. Why not pay $450 to make $80,000, $90,000, $150,000, $200,000 a year? And here's the truth. Tech sales or regular tech may not be your end goal be all, but both programs, Bethel Tech is going to be a little bit more higher because, you know, you're getting into a different section of the tech industry. Tech sales is getting you ready and helping you out to get into this starter level that, what? There's no excuse. You know, there's no excuse. Y'all can come for me in the comment sections. You can come for me in the DMs, whatnot, but I stand by what I said. If you want it bad enough, you'll get it. If you want to get out of debt this year, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, if you want more freedom to be with your spouse, if you want more freedom as a single person to see how you can advance in your career in advance, I'm just inspired by these two single queens. They're not waiting for some man to come in there and to take them off their beautiful feet and to, you know what I'm saying, to pay all their bills. It's like, no, I'm coming to the table with something. Now, I'm pretty sure neither one of them would decline, you know, if their partner says, hey, I'll be the breadwinner. I don't think they'll decline that at all, you know, but at least they come to the table with something. And to me, that's what it is all about. So, again, we're going to drop all the information in today's show notes. I promise you. It is going to bless you tremendously. And you all have been hearing them say, OK, wait. This whole content creation space and this whole, you know, like man, we're out here doing this. How can I get involved with that? Well, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be offering a free webinar on how you can do it, how you can build a personal brand and make an extra $5,000 to $10,000 to, you know, whatever that is you want on the side from home. Why are you working in tech? Why are you working a 9-to-5 job? It's 100% free. We're going to give you the four steps that you need to do up front to where you can immediately start making $1,000 within a matter of 1 week of taking this webinar. You could be making an extra $1,000 a month. And so we're going to drop that information in today's show notes. It's anthonyoneal.com/masterclass. But we're going to drop that information in today's show notes because this year, I want to make sure that I put you in front of live people. I didn't have a script. I didn't take no notes. I said, hey, y'all, I'm just going to turn on the camera. We just going to talk and we just going to bless the people because sometimes I've learned I could do a lot of teaching. I could do a lot of telling, but y'all need to see and hear proof. You need to see and hear people who look like you, everyday people who are not making millions. They're not making $500,000. They're making $80,000, $100,000, $150,000, you know? These are average, everyday people. All of us are. And here are the stories and here are the testimonies. So listen, check out all the information in today's show notes. I'm going to also drop their information as well in the show notes so you all can follow their journey, be a part of their community as well, because I'm not the expert when it comes to tech sales. I'm going to be real with you. They are the rising experts. They're in it. I'm the guy who's going to help you get out of debt, build this money, invest it right, and get this bag. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you want to learn more about tech sales and how should you be doing interviews and what is the nuances, boom, 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 go check them out. But, you know, click that link, get some money off, get into the course, and then y'all need to follow them and tell all your friends to follow them so they can learn how to really maximize this opportunity. So thank you all for joining us. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you on the next show. Peace out.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.